Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we have a great guest who is the author of A Journey Within, Lou Ann Ludwig. And really, what we're going to be talking about tonight, what is that journey within? Where are we going? Are we unhappy where we are? Is there some other destination? Do we have to hurry up and get there before we're 30, 40, or the end of life? What is it? Is it a jumping off place? What are we trying to find? What have we lost? And what are we going through? I think all of these words and these thoughts, everybody has had these days on their spiritual journey. While many will say, I'm flying through life. I don't even know what you're talking about. There are those who are on that path. And many paths in between. This is all about a continuum. Everybody meets it at a different time in their life. Some may understand. Some may say, oh, I dealt with that several decades ago. Or, man, I'm in the throes of it now, and I've just about given up. So really, we love to have these conversations because each time we talk about it, we create a ripple effect. And as we do that, someone will hear something going forward and say, you know what? I got it. Man, I've been there, and oh, I can let that thought go now. That's really what it's all about. Lillian, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely.
Oh, Lillian, don't you think so many times you've probably heard my beginning talk, and you've probably heard almost everybody on all that continuum, right?
That's true.
You know, I think it's interesting when you talk about in the beginning of your book, which was really very important, and I want to bring it up for a second, is in your introduction, you talk about your husband, you know, and also, too, about family members, people who are on this spiritual journey, and some might be having other bumps in the road, and some might be smooth sailing like a drink, you know? And we say, what are we losing or what are we going through? Don't you think a lot of people like to keep this journey close to their heart, don't they?
So true. And in fact, I almost impeded my own trail by trying to keep it so close to my heart for so long. And then when I finally started to gain the confidence in my spiritual gifts and allow myself to branch out and share a little bit with my husband, it was amazing. You know, as long as I called on the help of the universe with each step, you know, he was amazingly open. And here for so long, I thought if I let him know what's going on inside of me, he'll just think I'm nuts.
Oh, yeah, that crazy bus goes up and down the street every day. You know, you just wonder who's going to get on it next, you know. And I think so many times people are saying, I'm done, I don't know, you know, I'm not going to say anything. And they get so stuck and wound up. I think that's, you know, I look over history. I've been in healthcare over 45 years, and I look at it and I say, you know, we have these cancers and these drugs and these diseases that are now resistant, blah, 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 and we can't fix things, and healthcare is going poof in the world these days. And what is it all about? And it's almost like, can we hold on to everything and try to push a label on it? Because that really is a symptom of our inner stuff that sucks sometimes, you know?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I find when things start to surface, too, if you just step back and relax into it, and then allow the universe to flow for you, makes that path a lot easier.
Well, you know, I definitely, there's a lot of that continuum, too, because I did not go into it easy. I can remember wailing from 8 in the morning till 5 when everybody was out of the house for 2 years, because I had all of this pent-up stuff from pretty much, you know, when you're the patriarch or the matriarch for the lineage of your family, in other words, the keeper of the secrets, the holder of the book, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Yes, and I know all about that.
Yeah, and then when you're holding on to that, sort of like, well, I got to dump all of that crap that y'all have deposited on me for eons, and that's a rough journey, don't you think?
Yeah, don't you think we all have that, though, to a certain extent?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of what our path is all about,
right.
Learning as the dramas enter our life, that really what's behind it is something that needs to be forgiven and that
right.
to bring healing to us.
Yeah, and forgiving. So many think that it's just, oh, I forgive you, but it's so much more than that. I mean, to just say it is one thing, but to feel it, to clear it, to change a pattern, to pull out imprints, all of these are some of the tools and techniques you really need to explore eventually, because those types of things seem to have a mind of their own and they keep showing up, right?
Absolutely. Until we can find the healing on whatever that issue is, it's going to pop up over and over in different, just in different colorations until you finally, like you said, really, really put your teeth into it and acknowledge it and release it.
Yeah. You know, I see a lot of people leaving the world these days and people say, oh, I feel so sad for them because this happened to them or that happened to them. A disease took them out, an addiction took them out, drugs took them out, whatever it might be. When really, many times those people are saying, I'm looking for an exit door because I'm not able to do that right now. I've come to the end. I've done as much as I can. Or I'm not willing to go through that in this lifetime. See you later. And they find a way out. You know,
I think you are so spot on with that. Yeah. So spot on. Yeah.
But I think I kind of like, you know, the people that are left, you know, after those situations and people take an exit door, they say, oh, but I am sad. I'm angry, blah, blah, blah. And you think, almost in a way, doesn't that seem like when you went out the exit door, you left all your dogma for them to clean up? You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
it's sort of like...
Maybe that's part of the journey of the grouping of, you know, whoever's
right.
surrounding that person who stepped out. And, you know, maybe that's the way it was all supposed to be so that they could find their other little pieces of healing attached to that situation.
Right, because then what you end up doing is you end up clearing a section, a tribe, a community, a family, whatever it might
yes.
be. But when you kind of just like take it on this solo journey, it's sort of like, you know, oh, well, okay, whatever, you know. I think a lot of times people end up repeating that. And I know for myself, it's like, I'm done. Whatever that dogma was in the past, it stops with me. It's not getting repeated. And I've kind
right.
of like, I'm sure you've had this, and you write about similar ideas in your book, A Journey Within, into the parable time. And it's really about, I remember one day I had a dream, and I had an axe, and I was axing, you know, axing a stump in the ground. It was like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to unroot you. There's going to be nothing left. You know, I'm like done with this. And I think it's almost like standing steadfast in your ground. Don't you think sometimes when you have a thought or you're on this journey and you're really working with it and it shows back up and it's almost, a lot of people like to call it a test, and I don't like to call it a test. What I call it is, oh, okay, it's just a different shade of green, you know.
Yes.
It's sort of like, okay, fine, no big deal, you know. And then you just go to the next one, and then one day it was just like, I'm going to axe this sucker down because I'm done. Do you think sometimes
right.
you have
and
to
then
stand
it's finally
in
behind
that?
You, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Get it finally behind you. Yeah.
So how was your journey, do you think, in relation to what you're finding many people sharing now?
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.
have just really a spectrum of, you know, a lot of people sharing or asking about relationship problems or, you know, dreams about different dramas that are happening within their life. I do dream analyzing as well as give people life path type readings. But, you know, really my gifts are far spread. I have a lot of people that contacted me if they want to hear from a loved one that just passed because they're a little unsettled. Just like you were talking about earlier, they think, gosh, I should have done this or I should have done that.
Right.
And you know, some people really get caught up in that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of taking a step away and saying, that was their path. It's okay. We can let them go. But anyway, it gives them comfort to hear from that loved one who's passed. And, you know, that person can, or that soul can let them know whatever they need to hear to help them have that closure. And that's, you know, that's always a beautiful thing too.
Yeah, I always, I've been around angel readers and intuitives and psychics my entire life. And pretty much one time, someone that was doing a reading for me, they said that the spirits want to know why you always want to talk to spirits and you don't care about humans. And I said, you know, because I just was, I mean, like I always, it just is so common to me, I don't see anything different. You know what I mean?
Right, nice.
In other words, I'm already in that space. And
yes.
When people say, are you this, are you that? And it's like, I don't understand that. I'll say, I don't know what you mean. Because it doesn't relevant. It's not relevant to me to have a label. It's just relevant for me to just be me. And I think everybody has this unique little time about them. We just aren't quite sure where it comes up. So I think a lot of times within the spiritual journey, you're able to say, what is going on? And many people's gifts start to come forth, don't you think?
I do think that. So being in that space that you're in now, you know, I don't think I was always in that space. I think it took me, you know, several years to sort of find my way to being open to that. But I definitely, you know, I had aspects of it for my whole life. And everyone has, you know, intuitive capabilities. Just some people are more in tune to it and interested in it than others. Some people
right.
aren't interested at all, which seems so foreign to me, but, you know,
yes,
so
doesn't
be it.
It does seem foreign because both you and I, you know, if you're really taking a journey into finding out about soul and spirit and spirituality, you almost look at the outside world, you're saying, I really kind of don't care about cleaning my house today. It really doesn't make a darn bit of difference what I go and put on the table, and it really doesn't make any difference if my car is clean. Like, those things don't show up, you know what I mean?
It's so true. We can step away from that material world so
right.
much easier than many
yeah.
people. That's
yeah,
true.
It's like, it's okay if I wear the same dress all week. It's like, who cares? I'm not connected to that entity, you know? But I think it's great to even think about that because some people will say, oh, but I'm stepping into the crazies by going that way. No, you're not. You're just stepping away from attachment from the outside and you're into the inside. That's
right,
period.
Right.
Simple.
So true.
You know, it's an interesting thing I had said at one time. I posted it. That if you look at a man, so just have a visualization here. You're looking at a man, he's got his head down and his arms crossed, and he's going around in a circle on the pavement, okay? And then you have another one, man, and he's doing the same thing. The first man, what would you give a label to? Most people will say homeless, crazy, I don't know, mental health, maybe he's got some issues, maybe he's addicted, right?
Could be.
Go to the second man. It's a monk walking around a mandala on the ground.
Yeah.
So the answer is our judgment and our perceptions. Is it real or is it not real?
That's right.
You know? And I think the idea sometimes when we're going through this journey, we say, what are we really seeing or what are we not seeing? And the answer is, it's irrelevant. It's just
yeah.
what is.
Yeah, you know, the more we can lead our life without walking around with judgments, the easier our path is, the easier we can float through finding smooth, peaceful existence.
Right. And don't you live in California?
I do. I do.
Don't you you live in the land of judgment with a capital J?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've only lived here, so I don't know anything different.
Yeah.
But I also think it depends on what circles you
right.
stand in and affiliate with. And also, you know, for goodness sake, the media.
Right.
You know, I found myself stepping away from watching a lot of that because talk about judgment. Oh, my goodness. That it's so toxic, and I used to be all over everything that was in the media, and now I just had to step away, you know, quite a bit,
yeah.
not completely, but quite a bit. It just feels so toxic, and I thought, you know, I can only change myself, so I'm going to pull away from that. I'm going to work on myself, those who surround me, those who become attracted into my realm, and then as we make our changes, we allow that to affect the world. You know, I decided for now that's right. that's the way I can change the world the best.
You know, on a show I had the other day, we spoke about that also, and they said, well, there's so many disruptors out there. And I said, so let's take, in other words, I take everything that's being said and I can always flip it. So let's take the disruptors, let's take those out there who are naysayers or those who are putting that upon us or judging us or whatever it is. I'll say, whoa, cool, I am so thrilled that you're disrupting that because what you're doing is the heavy lifting. You're out unearthing everybody's drama and dogma inside of them, and now they're almost like exposed souls walking around. Now it's time for them to do their work, you know?
That's a great way to look at it. Absolutely. I can only
right.
do that in pieces, though, on the grand scale, but I agree with you completely.
Right, but then that's where people who have already been to the journey turn around and say, I am shining my space. So when you go into a meeting or a place where these people are in that, you know, and they're wanting you to join in, and I'll say, fantastic, you had those thoughts, but now what?
Right.
In other words,
absolutely.
Stop it. Yeah, you put
right.
your hand up in it. You know that old-fashioned thing, talk to the handles, put your hand
yeah.
up to stop it, you know? Yeah. But then what happens is because then you can shift. In other words, do you want to have chaos of the energy field or do you want to be able to shift the chaos? There's
absolutely.
Two different ways to look at it, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, when I have people say, well, you know, how can you choke off the things I need to say or express? I say, you don't choke it off. Say it. And then shift it. And that's the whole key. That way you're not putting all your energy on the problem. What you're doing is acknowledging the problem and shifting over to the solution energy,
but
putting
also
your energy there.
Right. You stop, you observe, you accept
yes.
what it is, and then you go on. In other words, I think the idea people think that when that all happens is that they have to react or they have to defend themselves. And the answer is you don't have to change anyone. You don't have to defend anyone. You don't have to fix anyone. You just have to be who you are separate from that. So if you've got something to say, maybe it's just unearthing something in you. So unearth it in your own realm and then shift it in your own realm, right?
Absolutely. That is key.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's pretty tough sometimes. Like we said in the beginning of this conversation, crazy bus goes up and down the street every day. So, every day.
Right, but thank goodness for that crazy bus, right? That keeps us
it keeps
interested.
In line. Oh, Lord.
Keeps the fun going on, let's say it that way.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so interesting because mine is that every day, like when I was going through this for the decade, it was pretty tough. And mine was, I would look outside and I'd always see the sun. And I have an iPhone, and it would always be get up, go outside, get up, go outside. And I would go outside and I'd be like, okay, what am I gonna do here now? And you know, either like my back would be hurting or my something would be hurting or whatever, because that always was part of it. Is I would always look up at the sun and take a picture. And I think I've got like maybe 20,000 pictures of the sun because I take like maybe 10 or 20 of them every day. But what it did is it not only got me to see the sun is grander and powerful, it's not one picture is the same, so you learn that something, everything is changing. Then you learn also that you can get up and go outside so you get the sun energy. But then you also understand that you're still alive. I think so sometimes when we're on this journey, it's about reframing what we've known or those old imprints and being able to say, here's a different way, learning all the potentials that are out there. Don't you think the potentials out there is something that we've really been shut off from and judged on?
Absolutely. I love that exercise about taking a picture of the sun and all the things you can gain from that. What a great idea that is. What a great idea.
Yeah,
to integrate that one in.
Yeah, because people say, well, I don't want to look at the sun, you know,
right.
You know that whole old dogma. I says, you take your phone, you put it on your head, and you push the button.
Great
you know?
Idea.
It doesn't matter what you get, and when you get it, you'll start saying, oh, my gosh, that sun, look at it. Look at these rays, or look at
right.
how small it is, or big it is. Or
right, and that feeds into our whole visualization thing, too, and you can't use the actual medicine of looking directly at it. Of course, that's horrible
right.
for our eyes, but if you put it in a picture, you can really do a lot of things with that. What a great idea.
And I think it really helps people, too, when you're shifting through this time as, you know, you share about the journey within. It's really about when these things start to come up. When you have the pictures on your phone, if you're feeling down, you just flip through them, and it has to change your energy because it is energy. So
right.
I think, don't you think sometimes these, when your story, again, A Journey Within is your book, and it's all about you've written all of your stories in the form of a fable, and that's really great because it's to be able to see something outside yourself. Don't you think it's, in other words, you aren't pointing your finger and saying, you have to do it my way, come follow me, you know how the gurus do that, you know,
right.
or these leaders, and I'll say, who the heck are you leading? I'm not coming around behind you, you know,
right.
and it's sort of like, I just want to share a story, that's it, right?
Right, in a very simple way, but it's easy to refer back to. That's the difference from this book, from other books, is that, you know, I used this book myself. I actually didn't write it for the masses. I wrote it for myself. I practically carried it around for like 3 years, just referring back, reminding myself over and over, you know, about forgiveness exercises, about, you know, living my life in a gratefulness mode, intention setting throughout my day, you know, all kinds of things like that, really put in a simple manner in this book. But it's just kind of infectious. It's just they're simple little stories. And
right.
so there's nobody pouring a lot of glop on you, telling you, just like you said, like you've got to do this, you've got to do
right.
that. You don't. You pick and choose whatever you want. And I'm telling you, it changed my life. It changed my life. All those methods. Now I have, you know, several more methods that continue to bring peace and enlightenment and growing and just great feelings to myself and just have made my life full of abundance and just peace, you know, what a relief.
Yeah, it really does, because I think that sometimes the bucket that you carry, it gets so hard, you know. And what I really liked about your book, too, was that each one does not, you don't have to read it from front to back. You can open the book at any point and just pick a story. So really, whatever shows up for you that day is really what's the most important, yes?
So true. It's a great lucky dip book. And you know, some people who are on really a fast track and like need to go, you know, very type A, boom, boom, boom,
right.
boom, boom, and they start reading this book and they think it's just a piece of just too simple, right?
Right.
For those people, I suggest start with chapter 5 because it'll just really get you in with both shoes. Got a review of several things, and it kind of gets you rolling fast, and then go back and read the whole thing. But most people find they read it from front to back, and then they pick it back up and read it from front to back again, and then they do the lucky dip, or they refer mm-hmm. back specifically to this or that. But I have been told by so many people, just countless people, that they do keep this book around and continue to refer to it. It's not the biggest book on your bookshelf, I'm telling you. It's a very small and very simple book, but it's
right.
it has a certain magical element to it. I love that about it.
And I think it's really important because, you know, I read probably 20 books a month, you know, doing the radio show. People send me their books, and, you know, some I'll read from back to front. Some I'll just scan through. Some I'll read like all of it. It depends on what the book is. But
right.
What I thought was really important, too, is that I laugh about books. You know, you say about it being a simple book, but it has so much meaning. You know, I would always say to people, I've got like thousands of pages written somewhere here on my computer. You know, it's held hostage in my desktop. You know how that goes.
Yes.
But, the idea is that when we look at it and we say what really needs to come out, and people will say, but it's only two sentences. Oh, it's only a paragraph. It's only four pages. It's sort of like, I don't need to justify my thoughts or my dogma or my place in this world to be able to make it okay for you to then be able to follow along in my footsteps. So I think that your book is a great book because it's just sharing in simple terms something, period. You're not forcing someone to come along your ride. You're allowing them to find their ride.
So true. The other thing that I really, you know, I love about my book is that it doesn't matter what stage you are at, you're going to see things.
Right.
If someone's sort of a beginner in this kind of whole realm that we've been speaking of, if they're just entering and getting their toes wet, it's a perfect way to get your toes wet. If there's someone who's very experienced, such as you, Dr. Jeanette, I can imagine there were some things that you saw between the lines and gleaned from this book that were maybe a little surprising to see for yourself even.
Right, because it's just about being able to just put it down simply. You know, I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in the big picture, and it's sort of like, oh, just take those two words for today. That's good enough, you know?
Right.
And I think so many people got stuck in that paradigm of what's good enough, what's simple, is it okay, and can it just be that easy? And all of those are all true, yes?
Yes, yes, yes. We can live our life simply and easily and smoothly. You know, that's one of my favorite intentions for practically every segment I walk into, that it would be smooth and easy and uplifting.
Yeah, and I think for sometimes when we see other people struggling, it's we have that deep-hearted kind of, oh, you love to help, you love to fix. And I think the idea is better to stand in your own being and just be able to shine and allow them their own passage. Because, being in healthcare for so long, that was the mantra, you know, you have to fix, you have to do, you got to, you know, save everybody.
Yes.
And when I came to the point where I can't save anyone, that blew up my world like nobody's business, you know?
Yeah, and me both. I get that.
Yeah, and it did not work for me, you know? Took me a long time to, I would say, at least 10 years to wrestle with that concept. But also to allow other people to be in their own space. You know, a lot of times we read books and we say, oh, you need to read this. It's going to help you. It's going to fix you. You know, even yesterday, someone I suggested, I said, oh, hey, try this. You know, I had left an herb on the counter, and they're like, what's it going to do for me? And I said, I don't understand that concept, what it's going to do for me. I don't know what you're asking me. You know, you want it, you take it. You don't want it, you don't take it. It's the way it is, you know. You know, I don't know what it's going to do for you, you know. So I think the idea of being able to just be so open and light with things and just kind of like present them and let it be is very hard for people, but it's definitely can turn a lot, I call it turn a lot of rocks into gems, you know, yes?
Yeah, yes, it's a way to live your life in a much more open to the universal powers manner, you know, instead of us always wanting to take control and persuade this and persuade that and, you know, make life go this way and make this person do that and just controlling everything around us. Instead, if we just let go of that whole control thing and judgment and all of that, of course, judgment is another just way of controlling, isn't it? But if we let go of all of that, it just gives us such a peace within. What a novel idea.
Right, and we don't need to walk on hot coals to believe that we're human beings. you know, those old ideas that so many people say, well, you haven't pushed yourself to the edge, you know, and as you and I both know on this journey, we've been pushed to the edge many times.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So the idea that I have to prove I'm at my edge to someone else, I think it's really important to state that, because a lot of times people will say, oh, but you're not really there yet. You need to fall. You need to this. You need to that. And it's sort of like, I'm where I am and it's supposed to be and it's okay, right?
Right, that we don't have to explain anything to anyone. That's another freeing concept, isn't it?
Yeah. Or do it my way because you have to prove it so I can see it.
Yeah, that too. And once we let go of that one, oh, man, how freeing is that?
Right. Well, you know what? Also, too, I think, Luann, in closing, there's also the last idea is that, I don't believe you that you've done it. And it's sort of like, I think sometimes that's when someone else is having their own issues of judgment or where they are in the place in the world because they don't see it reflected how they want. In other words, their own identity is being challenged. So for people to say, if I'm on this journey and I'm feeling, sensing something, honor and know it's your own journey, because others, when they try to identify it or say, oh, that's your journey, my journey, whatever, and you still have to go here, there, wherever, that's kind of, those are two separate journeys. Just let them be, don't you think?
Yes, I absolutely think we're all here for our own journey, and it's everybody is different, and there's a reason behind that. We have freedom of choice. We have, you know, spirit within us, living through us each in order to expand the universe by seeing all the different perspectives that everything reflects on each individual in different ways. That's how the universe grows. And once we can, well, it's my theory anyway, I really live by it, and once you can really get a handle on that, it's another freeing aspect of life for you.
Right. And also, to the end, the idea that is there an end or a plateau you're going to come to? The answer is probably no, because I think that once something moves, there'll be another shade of green. There'll be another star in the sky. There'll be something else to look at. I know for myself, I moved from looking at clouds and seeing faces in every single cloud I see. Not one do I ever not. That's why the idea of taking the picture of the sun, I would always catch clouds, and I would come and sit down and go, oh, my gosh, look at the dog. Oh, my gosh, look at that prophet. Oh, look at that alien. Where is that heart coming from? That's a vortex. And, I mean, I've gotten so good at it now that, I mean, like in 5 seconds, I've got 10 things in a picture. So I think the idea, too, is that to be able to say, if you're stuck in the spot you're in, go into another spot. Look at nature. Look out at the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, how they grow. Look at your pets. Find some other animals. I live in New Orleans, you know. One summer, it was the craze of the lizards. Let me tell you, everywhere I looked, there were lizards. And I mean, there were hundreds of lizards all day long, all the time. Finally, that summer passed. Phew, that was good. Then the next summer, it was these dang mud bombers, you know, those hornets. And then, you know, and then the next one, then it was cicadas. And cicadas, they are transformation because they shed their shell. So I think to be able to say, is there an end? It's just about really the exploration and the journey, right?
That's the truth of it. If we can relax into our journey and just enjoy the ride, it's resistance is what causes the stress. If we can just enjoy the ride, and you know, if you run up against resistance, then look at it and acknowledge it and see what's behind it so that you can then release it and then move on without that resistance, and it frees you up again.
Absolutely. Well, Luann, it was such a pleasure having you with us today. Could you share with the listeners how to find out more information about you? That'd be wonderful.
Oh, I have a website. I would love people to go and visit my website. It's www.luannludwig.com. So that's LuannLudwig. So I have I have blogs and many different interesting things to see there. And I really appreciate your time Dr. Jeanette, I have so much in common with you. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
What you were talking about, seeing in the clouds and everything, or even in the stone in my shower, I'll see different images.
Yes.
And oh, my
yes.
gosh, it's just fun. It's a fun way to live.
I'll tell you, and the raindrops the other day, there was storms everywhere, and I'm out there complaining because I said, there's no storms. There's only these drops on the stone, and I looked down, and the stone had two eyes, a nose, and then three drops down. And you know what it looked like? It was like, you know, the face of a snowman with raindrops?
Yes.
Yes. And it was just like, okay, whatever. I got something. I at least got something, right? So, you know, and I think that's to be able to be free of that, you know? And,
right.
Oh, I'll leave everybody with this thought, Luann. This is the best thing to do. I went out and I wanted to put out a plastic bowl to catch some rainwater. And when it was really stormy, it was thundering and lightning one day. I mean, like nobody's business. This post you can find on my Twitter and on my Facebook page. But I went out and I put out a plastic bowl. And it wasn't catching the rain. For some reason, I don't know why, it was raining everywhere but in the stupid bowl. So I went outside without my shoes, and I picked up the bowl, and I put it under where it was running off the house. And all of a sudden, this big clash of lightning like nobody's business. I swore it almost took me to pieces. It felt like my skin got cold, my hair was standing up on my arms, and I'm standing there with the plastic bowl. I said, hey, okay, I got enough water, put it down, and let the rest of the rain fill it up. So I came in the house, and when the storm was done, I took the rainwater and I put it in two glass jars, two glass pickle jars, which is that really thick glass,
right.
And only half full. And I put it in my refrigerator because I was going to use it for flower essences, right? I took it out a week later and looked at it. The energy from the thunder and lightning water had broken the jars.
Oh, my gosh.
Broken the jar. And I went, are you serious? And it was like I had posted to this weather lady. She says, oh, you shouldn't put it in the freezer. It expands. I said, it wasn't in the freezer. She said,
no.
Oh, you must have had it too full. I said, it was a third full.
Right.
And she says, and it was like, yeah, how about that? You know?
Wow.
So I think the idea to be able to understand that there is so much free energy out there and to be able
yes.
to how we're thinking in the world, how we're changing
yes.
in the world, and everything is so evolving, that's
yes.
a really great experiment. And then you take it out and you set it down, and do you know that jar, I mean, it's 106 today. You know, I set it on the kitchen counter the other day when it was broken, and it was ice cold all day long.
Really?
And it was not in the freezer. It was just in the refrigerator.
What
where if I had
a
set
great.
A glass of ice cubes there, it would have been dissolved in like an
sure.
hour.
Sure.
So the idea
was that's a great illustration of energy. Oh, my God. Energy
right.
in action,
and I think,
right?
Yeah, and I think for people that sometimes get stuck, go out and find some of these little experiments for yourself. You know, to be able to see just how powerful everything is around you, right?
Yep, that's the truth of it. So true.
Absolutely. Well, Luann, thank you so much for joining us and sharing stories today. I think when we have these engaging conversations, people say, oh, that sounds cool, that sounds nice, you know, it's whatever. And it's a little bit more of kind of let you off the hook a little bit, you know, and it says, you know, it's all right, my day's going to be okay, right?
That's the best. That's the best. Very good. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us, Luann. It was such a pleasure.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
If you'd like to find out more information about Luann Ludwig and her book is A Journey Within, please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page and go directly to her website. And it really is about being able to just be open and say, it's okay, I get it, I'm hurting, the world out there really sucks, but today, you know what, I'm going to look at the trees, I'm going to watch that bush over there, or I'm going to sit down and pet my dog all day, and my day will be just fine. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.